Hi guys, this is Millimeter Micro Reviews, and we're going to be talking about the final championship match with Federer and Roddick. First up, I'd like to know, what did you expect with this finals between these two players?
Well, I expected to be disappointed because Rafa and Federer were not playing. So I guess I had low expectations. But when I saw the semifinal between Murray and Roddick, I guess my expectations were elevated. So I expected Roddick to come out and really push it. I think what I expected was Federer to win in four sets. I expected Roddick to take the first set, and then I expected him to push it in the second set, and then kind of roll off on the last two sets.
When you saw that as Roddick was keeping pace with Federer and broke him in the second set, what did you think had happened? Was it a fluke, or had it been a
in the first set, you mean? He broke Federer in the first set.
What
he went
what
to a tiebreak in the second set. Well, what I thought was I felt really good. I felt like this matches up with what I think should be happening in this set, and it's a really good sign for Roddick. It's really important when you're playing Federer to get ahead against him, because if he gets a lead, it's really hard to derail him. So, but if he doesn't get a lead right away, he can start to have some kind of battle with himself in his shots occasionally. So he has more weaknesses. So I thought it was a really good sign, and after that, my expectations for the match were elevated again. And I thought maybe this could go five sets. Maybe this could rival the championship at Wimbledon that I watched last year. And it did do that. Roddick didn't lose his serve the entire match until the last game of the match. That's incredibly impressive. So that's my overall assessment is that the tiebreak in the second set is what cost Roddick the match, even though he came back and fought back and did not lose his serve the entire match after that. I think that's what cost him the match, because it would have given him a two-set lead. And it was just a critical point at 5-6 in the second set. And
is this this show by Roddick predictive of how he's going to be a player in the future, or would you say it was a two-game deal with
Murray
and Federer?
Well, I would say that's really up to Roddick, but I really hope that it's the beginning of a renaissance for him, because Roddick's a great player, and he's certainly an entertaining player on the court. The pace of his game is just unbelievable, and he's charming, you know? I mean, he's just a real good sport out on the court, and he's lively, and he's got game. You know, it would be nice to see him keep going.
What do you think's going to happen with the next big tournament for Roddick?
Well, it's the U.S. Open, and that's really great because he's won that. So, I mean, we could see, at the very least, I would expect to see Roddick in the semifinal. It depends on a lot on the draw, and if Rafa's going to be entering the tournament and where they're going to put him in the draw, because his ranking is going to drop a little bit with no play. Not much, but Federer's number one now, so we'll see.
All right, thank you for listening. This has been Millimeter
Go
Micro
Roddick!
Reviews.